And this is WHCC in Holland. It's time now for Talk the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. On Talk the Town this morning, we have the city manager, Ryan Cotton. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Duke.
Hey, you're coming in on a beautiful day.
I love the sunshine. I can see the blue sky out there. Nice studio.
And you had a busy night last night in the council. Did a lot of accomplished a lot of things, right?
That's right. The last month, we've been visiting with the Bukema family, who is interested in putting a hotel downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some parking relationships that needed to be established associated with the parking garage that the city invested in back about 6-7 years ago, and just for this purpose. So we're very happy last night that everything came together, and we now have a parking lease with them as developers, and they're near finalization of a franchise agreement. So more on that very shortly, I believe.
Okay.
Around 130-room hotel.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good size.
Yeah, it will definitely add a lot to what we call the super block, that area near the theater and across the street, though. And, of course, they're going to keep the spray park open. It's not a park, but a little spray area, mountain area. So that will be the same as it always has been.
All right. All right. And there was a lot of discussion on the windmill, I trust, and relative to the new arrangement?
Correct. We've been involved, well, it's been almost 2 years now, in a whole wholesale review of Windmill Island Gardens and what will work best for the next 50 years. Of course, the windmill, thanks to many of the donors, there's been over $1,030,000 fundraised, has been able to become operational again. In April, we're going to have a grand returning of the windmill. And then we need to work on the pathways and the bridge and the operation of the island.
Okay, let me interrupt you for a call here.
Please.
Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yeah, hold on a minute, Duke.
Okay.
Turn this down here.
All right.
Yeah, I'm concerning the two real bright lights they put up by the corner of 17th and Vinaldi. They're way down low, real bright. I don't think they need that much light there. We got to keep the blinds closed now. Otherwise, people can see right in the house. They're that low.
Mm.
And the traffic lights themselves shine in the house. A real bright light.
Mm.
And you got the left-hand turn lane there. That's a light. And overhead light. And if we look out our bedroom window to 16th Street, those lights shine in our house.
Mm.
So I don't know why they want more bright light. And they're real low, too, yet.
Okay.
They're a lot lower than a regular street light that they have down, the street.
When did this new light appear?
It's about a month now.
I see.
Now, I called, I think, Brian White, I think it was his name.
Yep, our engineer.
Yeah, and I didn't get a response back from him either. And then they wanted to comment on it after they were up.
Hmm.
So that kind of defeated the purpose of feedback.
Hmm.
So I don't think we need those big lights there, and especially they're real low too. Yet, so that's the biggest problem there. Hmm. I'll hang up and listen, Duke.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that project is news to me. So it's either a relamping that has changed something, or there's a construction project that perhaps the Board of Public Works was engaged in that's been long-term and before my time. So I will look into it, and I appreciate the caller letting me know that it's affecting the neighborhood quality of life.
Okay. 395-1450 is the number if you'd like to talk to the city manager. And we were talking about the windmill situation.
Correct. We look at the operation of the island. In good weather, it brings in around $500,000 a year, which is shy of covering its costs by around $150,000 a year. And I'd say not just the windmill, but everything, the buildings and the grounds. So we wondered if there's a smarter way to do this, a better way to build the mousetrap, if you will. And we have thought about different options, and a group of people from all over the community representing the Visitors Bureau, the Tulip Time, different functions that relate to the island. And the conclusion was we should contract with a nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
and maybe even a nonprofit that already exists here that addresses and works with the same customer base, the tourists and people who like to visit those type of arboretums or horticultural centers, as well as Dutch artifact centers. So that's one element. And the other element is we need to create some landscaping and other changes to allow people to get onto the island and to Holland Charter Township across a bridge 24/7, so
right.
without needing to go through a ticket gate. And that's possible. It just
mm-hmm.
takes some planning and some finessing. So those two things is what the council considered last night after being recommended by the Parks Board, and they approved that plan, and we'll begin to implement that plan. And maybe a nonprofit in place at the end of this year, and maybe actually operating the island the following year.
Mm-hmm. Now, they will take care of the people that work there and that sort of thing as well, right?
Correct. Some of the people are buildings and grounds, and they'll be absorbed within our Parks Department, and some are associated with the programming,
right.
the windmill, and they'll be managed by the nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. So that will be interesting to see if that works out for you.
Yeah, try something new. Of course, we are, as a government, we're encumbered by lots of rules and regulations and things that a nonprofit can be more nimble and flexible about. And also, quite frankly, they're aligned in a manner that allows for creativity associated with pleasing people, having an experience
right.
that is a lifelong, something they'll never forget. That's something they do well. The city does very well, bricks and mortar and grounds maintenance, and we will continue to do that. And that will be covered as it has been through the properties,
mm-hmm.
the general taxes, just like we would any park.
So the city will set up sort of a contract with the nonprofit?
Exactly. And there will be a performance in that contract. We have a strategic plan for the island that involves a lot of need to preserve authentic Dutch culture, authentic historical
mm-hmm.
heritage, access to public space, you know, green spaces. So as long as those things are maintained and they are able to, I think they'll be able to thrive and make more investments in the island financially long term.
Okay. Time out for this word. We'll be right back with City Manager if you have a question.
Of a bookstore, Brick, Randy's Carpet Care, and Auto Body Experts on 927thevan.com and 927 The Van.
We're here with the city manager this morning, and if you have a question, you may call us at 395-1450. How have the potholes been going in the city?
Well, we're very happy on State Street and Michigan Avenue and some areas of Holland Township where our streets crew last fall did some serious strips of new asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
People probably noticed it in a way to cut down on potholes, and so far they're holding up extremely well. We did not address Grasscup Road because that surface had deteriorated to such an extent that those strips would not have accomplished the mission. And Grasscup is in very bad condition. So we are scratching our heads on what can be done until we can raise the money to rebuild Grasscup. Of course, we have some other streets that are high priority and in some ways higher priority, more traffic, that need to be addressed first, like Central, we will get to in this construction season. So we certainly want to get to Grasscup, but we're scratching our heads on that right now. Otherwise, we hope that people will call us or use the CitySource app on their phone
mm-hmm.
to let us know where a pothole has appeared, and we have a crew, some days two crews, and that's all they are doing.
Go out with a cold patch.
Well, we call it hot patch.
Because
we have a hot box.
Oh, yes,
it starts out cold, we make it hot, and then it lasts longer.
Yeah. Does the asphalt plant put that out for you? Or?
I think in the fall we pick up what we need, and it's made in a way that it's you know, doesn't get rock hard. It still stays soft, and we can load it into a hot box and then heat it up, and it gets, then it's really usable.
Yeah.
So, yes, but they're not open now. We had to pre-plan that.
Okay. Well, I think the heat is off from you anyhow in the city because Ottawa County is getting all the heat out on the Ottawa County Beach Road.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. All right, we're at 395-1450 here talking to the city manager this morning. And you gave a tentative okay for the motel to go into business again?
Correct. Every year we have to approve a public lodging license, have to approve or disapprove depending on the conditions. This we focused this last year in making sure that all public lodging licenses were up to the same quality. And for that reason, the Whitney Economy Inn had to be shut down, and they have now made major reinvestments and are being permitted to reopen. And there's a few things they need to do punch lists on by May 1, but otherwise they are now a reasonably quality place to stay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Anything else we took up at the meeting last night that we should cover?
Some interesting things to us anyway. We have a energy program where we can monitor the use of heat, gas and electric, water, and then look at that on a month-to-month basis and see our reductions. That's our goal, of course, is to reduce our energy consumption by 20% wherever possible. And we're seeing some of that.
Really?
And that's due to a lot of efforts of the team. And I want to thank Greg Robinson and his team. He has an energy reduction team going. So we unveiled some of the results to that, and we'd like to make those go online, be able to, anyone can go online and see what's happening, how the city's trying to save their dollars, mm-hmm. their tax dollars in that way. Of course, it's better for the environment also. We did not talk about this last night, Juke, but I do want you to know that with all the efforts the city has put into our streets, the salt, and the extra hours, we think we're about $160,000 over what we budgeted. So that is something that we, of course, will be looking at as we work on our new budget, which we're doing right now.
We'll pass the hat.
Yep. It's a separate fund. It's motor vehicle gas tax funds, so it's not going to hit a taxpayer directly, but it does make it harder to get to those streets I just mentioned.
Right.
I believe that the legislature has looked at some assistance to communities, we may get some help. All communities might get some help, and we'll see how that turns out. But right now, that's about where we stand,
mm-hmm.
or where we're projecting we will stand.
Yeah, yeah. All right. 395-1450, our number here on Talk the Town, and I can't help but be, well, I guess, happy about the fact that Holland seems to continue to get kind of applause from all around the nation. Various things that go on here.
That's right. JP's Coffee Shop.
Yeah.
One of the top 10.
Yeah.
And a lot of these things we don't apply for or even know about until they're announced. So it does make you feel good. And I think that's a compliment and a credit to everyone who lives here and who's put their heart and soul. And I know there's a lot of integrity that people have used. And that it just shows in the way that things turn out. So
right.
I think we can all be very grateful. While I'm on that point, I want to say I'm grateful for people's help with keeping hydrants clear of snow this winter.
Yeah.
And I know folks have helped their neighbors keep their sidewalks shoveled. And there's snowbanks that some folks have gone and shoveled down so you can see cars better coming and avoid accidents. And that just makes for a great community. The more people can think about that in addition to all the other things a person thinks about in a day, to take that time out to make that difference really pulls our community together in ways that, we can't do it all alone. Our
right,
city crews
right.
can't do it all alone.
Do any other communities, to your knowledge, have their main street heated?
Virtually none. I think there's a... of course, Grand Haven has just done that, but it's very, very rare. Of course, Holland is blessed in the way that the power plant, it's actually residual heat.
Right.
Grand Haven, they have to heat the water.
I see.
They have to spend new energy, new dollars to heat the water up because it's not hot enough when it comes from their plant. So it just is a great outcome here. And it's something I just read in the New York Times. There's only 12 hotels in New York City that have heated sidewalks as you enter.
Really?
And those that are now others are beginning to do it, and they're the places people want to stay. It's a great selling point. So we have that in our entire downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no doubt that that's was a great visionary thing to do.
It attracts a lot of people to downtown.
Correct. And, you know, I live close enough that I can see people walking the snowmelt, and, oh, my goodness, it's like a virtual parade.
Yeah.
We enjoy it a great deal.
Yeah.
And, of course, I get out there a few times myself. So.
And you go down there downtown on, like, a Saturday morning, and there's people down there shopping.
That's right. And you can go to a lot of communities on the lakeshore, and you don't see that same number of people. So it does pay off. And, of course, we have a great principal shopping district, and the merchants work together, uniform hours. These things all add up to the vibrancy that we have downtown. I do want to let people know, Juke, also about the elections coming up. There is going to be a May election.
Yeah.
There's a school item going to be on the ballot. So April 7th is the last day to register if people want to get to City Hall and make that happen.
Okay. Very good. All right. If you'd like to talk to City Manager this morning, he's here, and our number is 395-1450. We'd be happy to hear from you. So give us a jingle if you'd like to, and talk directly to him. All right. We should be talking about the budget before too long, I would imagine, huh?
That's right. We're looking at a taxable value increase due to the normal inflationary growth mm-hmm. in tax base of 1.6%. That doesn't sound like a lot. But it sure sounds like a lot when we compare it to 2 years ago, where it was a 5% reduction, and the year before that, when it was a 6% reduction, or numbers close to that. So we're grateful that the economy is improving, people are making investments, and that means we'll be able to maintain our services.
Yeah, I think I got a notice about an increase in assessment.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be kicking a little more into the kitty.
Well, by golly, we aim to return that dollar to you in multiple ways.
All right, you usually do.
Okay, good. Yeah, we did a little analysis. Greg Robinson, assistant city manager, was doing this analysis about how much it costs for leaf pickup and for brush pickup, and then broke that down as to for his particular house, and it came out to something like $25. Is in taxes what pays for all of that. And, of course, if you contracted that out, it would be multiple times that. So it is a good value when communities do this on a bulk basis like we've done, pay for that in a way that creates low-cost services in a high-quality way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming power plant. We're getting along with that. And who issues the bonds? The city?
The city will issue the bonds. We need resolutions from the board, and I believe that resolution has been adopted, and the number was $195 million.
Mm-hmm.
And they're called revenue bonds. So that means that they are supported by the revenues of the electric facility,
right. And
that will not impact the tax dollars in any way. It's the electrical customers all throughout the region. And 60% in the city, 40% in the areas around the city. So it's that credit that enables these investors to purchase these bonds. They're going to be sold publicly, and I believe that Edward Jones and several other local financial planning firms will be able to sell them. And, of course, most of them will be sold nationally and internationally.
So if a resident wants to buy into the new power plant, they can do that.
They can, absolutely. I think
provided they have the money.
Correct. They're going to be sold in $5,000 increments, and they can be part of a history-making new plant in the city of Holland.
And when is the first shovelful going to be moved, you might think about?
That particular date and time has not been determined for sure. And we're more sure of when it needs to be done. And that'll be December 31 of 2016.
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
But I want to compliment Dave Koster, Dan Nally, Board of Public Works Board, and the staff members I just mentioned, because they're making a great headway. And I'm confident they'll make that date. All the permitting is proceeding as planned. And I think it's all on track.
Okay. And we're going to take a moment out here for a weather word. And the Weather Word is brought to you today by our friends at the Wooden Shoe Restaurant, now featuring the Eggs Oscar Benedict. And the weather, hey, it's going to be nice and sunny today all day, and the high would be about 29 degrees. That's not bad. That's not far from freezing. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy and a low of 18, and tomorrow times of sun and cloud with a high of 39, and Saturday a few snow showers with a high of 30. Then Sunday it goes back to cloudy again with a high of 35 degrees. Not a bad forecast, I would say, and that we might even get some snow to melt on that forecast. We hope so. It's something we could sure use. 395-1450, our talk of the town. We're here with the city manager this morning, and if you'd like to talk to him, we have the line open for you. And everybody's happy. That's why we're not getting any phone calls.
Juke, I think your listeners might have heard this before, but if they want to be part of a new monument on Windmill Island associated with the new restoration of the windmill and the pathways, they still have time to contact Sharon in our office or the Community Foundation and make their contribution in honor of a loved one or a family member.
Mm-hmm.
And also DeGraff Nature Center is doing some fundraising for an expansion in the way that they receive visitors and school buses, the drop-off, and people might be interested in that project. They can make a contribution and be recognized. And lastly, there's this editorial in today's paper about the Holland Youth Connections Program, where we're coordinating with the help of Manpower and Michigan Works and sponsorships from businesses and also businesses that and nonprofits, any organization that needs handwork. We're employing youth this summer. Last year there were 12 youths employed that are from at-risk backgrounds, broken mm-hmm. families, need an opportunity to learn what else is in the world and keep out of trouble. And we're trying to grow that tenfold to 120 youth. So we're going to need help from employers. We need help from people who want to support that and get kids working and learning what it's like to live in America.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yeah, good morning. He's talking about bonds. I kind of joined the program late, but are those bonds available to anybody? And, you know, I don't know exactly how long they go for or how they work, but is that something he could explain? I don't mean to make him repeat himself, but I'm kind of interested in possibly picking up some of them bonds, and I'll just listen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I think the best thing is to contact Edward Jones. They're going to be one of the local sellers of those bonds. There are a couple other local sellers. If you want to check them out, email the Board of Public Works, go on their website. And Frida is the financial manager, but I think anyone there will tell you who those other local sellers are. They're going to be sold in increments of $5,000.
Mm-hmm. So if you got $5,000 laying around you don't know what to do with, invest it.
And you know you'll get it back, plus interest.
That's right.
Tax-free interest.
Have they set the interest rate yet?
No.
Or that'll go by the
correct
bidding?
The actual sale will take place, I believe it's early next month. Anyway, and then we'll know for sure. They'll all be sold in one day, so I think making plans now is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So be at the stage. They probably should be at the sale.
I think the Edward Jones would be at it in an electronic manner.
Okay,
is how it works. Yep.
Okay,
I've never done it myself, Juke. So I
haven't bought any bonds.
I have never done it, but and city officials are actually encouraged not to. It's viewed as a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
But I think someone who has that idea, I think if I wasn't a city official, I think that would be a great thing to do.
I don't know. I don't think it's illegal to buy bonds if you're a city official, are you?
It's not, but there could be an appearance of a conflict, and we've been trained.
Yeah.
Even an appearance of a conflict feels wrong to people, so we've been cautioned to mm-hmm. not consider buying bonds.
Okay. All right. Just so we know, it won't be your money.
Correct.
395-1450. We still have a few minutes left here for some calls if you'd like to call and talk to the city manager this morning. And I think we have a call coming in right now. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yeah, I think maybe an idea that they should give some of those bonds to the people that lived out there that they took their property away. I think that would be a real good idea. Thank you. That's my opinion.
Thank you. I don't think it's possible to do that, is it?
Not at this juncture, but that's a creative thought. I appreciate the creativity that went into that. I am able to say that everyone who sold their property was offered above fair market value.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was 25% above fair market value because of the certain inconvenience and the need for speed. And there was also relocation expenses paid, so there was not any out-of-pocket for that. So, they were all willing sellers when it came down to it. So there was a lot of conversation between the various sellers and the Board of Public Works real estate officials. And in all cases, the deal was made in a way that was complimentary to all.
Mm-hmm. Now, everybody will be watching for the building going up and the new power plant, and we haven't discussed yet exactly what's going to happen to the old property and the old power plant. So, but you're going to have to make a lot of changes with the water lines and so on.
That's right. So we're working on the capital plan now in relation to our budget, and that capital plan will change the routing and enables more snow melt, five
mm-hmm.
times more. And the downtown has been asked to tell us where they think it ought to be extended to. And the city is looking at other possibilities as where it might go, and in other ways preparing the expenses associated with making this improvement and this community that much better.
Mm-hmm.
So there's new opportunities with this move, as well as producing less carbon emissions and producing power cheaper, because natural gas is a pretty good price now. But even though we've made estimates that it'll be overall cheaper in the long run.
Yeah. What happens if the price goes up, though? Does your rates go up accordingly?
I can't speak for the rates precisely, but I know that the return on investment that was looked at, it was called a sustainable return on investment, assumed prices that were multiple times higher than what it is now. Right now we're at a low point because of the extra supply through fracking. So even if that changed, the return on investment would still be more favorable than the other options they looked at.
Ryan, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being here this morning, talking to us.
Thank you very much, Duke. I'll be back next month.